step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to Angle Kids 24/7.
Stephon Devereaux Show, Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. Let's get into this real quick. Now, if you ain't heard the news, Chris Brown was arrested for allegedly raping and hitting a woman or beating her up or whatever over in Paris, France. See, now I was going to do a story about it earlier and talk about it, but I said, no, I'm going to wait, and I'm happy I did, because I want to send a shout out to this chick named Kim Ford, who went on Instagram because people was hitting her up and hitting her hard about this. Now, this is the girl that people were saying that this had happened to, and they were mad because they said she told on Chris Brown or whatever. What a girl said, it wasn't even her, or it wasn't even Chris Brown, excuse me. Chris Brown ain't do this to her. She said Chris Brown wasn't even there. So she don't understand where the confusion's coming from. You know, you got people coming at her sideways, hitting her up on her Instagram. I mean, they going at her hard. Check her Instagram out. Yeah, it was pretty sure you could find it. But I want to send a shout out to this girl. Reason why? It's because she didn't have to say nothing. She could have just kept her mouth shut and said, you know what? Hey, they think it's me. Let me collect a check real quick. Let me get a few bags out of this. No, I got to give her. Man, she deserves credit. She deserves credit. Now, there's going to be some people out there that are not going to be too happy with her. I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying who these people are. But they ain't going to be too happy with her. You know what I'm saying? Because this was a way they could have brought down Chris Brown. Now, while I got the chance, what I'm going to do is I want to go off on a couple of people real quick. And I'm talking about the people I seen on social media. Social media. I seen something where it says social media kills all relationships. No, social media is killing society. This dude didn't even have a chance to say yay or nay, guilty or not, whatever. And people were already killing him, already destroying him on a reputation from something he did back in 2009. When he was a 19-year-old kid, you're going to keep on hammering this dude about that? That's not fair, people. That's not fair. How many things you did when you were 19 that you weren't proud of? He got into a fight with his girlfriend. Back and forth, hitting. Yeah, she came out in a bad end. I mean, don't get me wrong. But that was over 10 years ago, people. 10 years ago, matter of fact, next month. It's time to let it go. People always hitting Chris Brown with accusations that he proves to be false. And yeah, does he put himself in situations sometimes that, yeah, I get that. I get that. Some of this, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Put on the fault of society. Dead serious. Put it on the fault of society. Because we so quick to judge. And don't get me wrong, I'm one of those dudes sometimes too. Don't get me wrong, but man. This kid has a right to live his life and make music. Just think about this. Just a few weeks ago, I'm here on Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. I brought up the fact that he now owns his masters. The man now owns his masters. All of his music. He owns it. It's his. All that money's coming to him now. He might have to pay a couple people who care, but he's getting the bulk of it, and that's all that matters. And it's his. The same masters that Prince fought most of his career to get back. Chris Brown got his now. Got his own. So that's why I say some people ain't too happy that this girl's coming forward and saying, yo, he wasn't even there. That's why I got to give her props. And we're still going to have some people that's going to say, Yuri B, you're lame. Yeah, she's lame. She's going to get the bags from Chris anyway. You know what? More power to her. More power to her. If it's the truth. He might throw her off a couple dollars if it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. That's all he's going to say. I think that's all he's going to say. I don't think he's going to throw off a bag, but we shall see. We shall see. But I just want to say, innocent until proven guilty. People, sometimes you just need to wait. Let all the facts come out. Stop going off of a man's reputation or something he did when he was a kid. Let it go. Y'all mad? Why y'all mad? He ain't do nothing to y'all. He ain't do nothing to y'all. But shout out Kevin Ford. Stephon Devereaux Show, Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. We out.